Next Tuesday, Flagstaff voters will decide a $10 million bond issue. Question 405 asks local residents to pay for forest thinning on federal land just north of downtown in an area known as Dry Lake Hills. It also would fund a similar thinning project south of town in the Lake Mary watershed. It was 2 years ago last June that the Schultz Fire filled the skies over Flagstaff with smoke. By the time it was controlled, 15,000 acres of Coconino National Forest land was lost, including the ponderosa pines that would have absorbed much of the subsequent rainfall. A month later, monsoon rains drenched the area.
The raging flood has come and gone. Now hundreds in Flagstaff are left to pull their lives out of the mud.
The Schultz Fire in 2010 burned over on the other side of the peaks and the other side of Dry Lake Hills, and we saw the consequences.
Marcus Seelig is the Arizona Forest Program Manager for the Grand Canyon Trust. Seelig says the devastation caused by the Schultz Fire could happen again on the south side of the hills.
If that wind had blown the other way or the fire had started down at the Schultz Creek Trailhead, we'd have been looking at a very similar situation here on the south and west side of the peaks in Dry Lake Hills. And that flooding would have occurred downtown.
The ballot measure, known as Question 405, would pay to thin the forest in the Dry Lake Hills area. Looking north from downtown Flagstaff, Dry Lake Hills are the rolling hills just this side of Mount Humphreys. The price tag on the ballot measure is $10 million. But Seelig says the potential devastation from a wildfire and subsequent flooding would far exceed that amount.
We would definitely have a steady flow of water moving through town, and that water would be carrying debris. It'd be carrying logs, it'd be carrying large boulders. I think it's safe to say that there would be water overflowing the banks of the Rio de Flag, which could inundate people's homes and the businesses downtown and definitely have an effect on the buildings on campus.
So how likely is it that this could happen? We asked Abe Springer, a professor of geology at Northern Arizona University. Springer says the downtown area, including the surrounding neighborhoods and the NAU campus, could have a 10 times greater peak runoff from a storm event following a catastrophic wildfire.
And that's actually a lot of us would consider a pretty conservative estimate. When we look at the Schultz flooding area, in some cases, some of those channels had 1,000 times greater runoff.
Question 405 also provides money for forest thinning in an area south of Flagstaff, again, federal land near Lake Mary. Similar scenario, if fire burns away the trees, flooding could follow, and that could affect the quality of water in Lake Mary. That watershed provides Flagstaff with a significant amount of its drinking water. Again, Marcus Seelig from the Grand Canyon Trust.
We'd get sedimentation into Lake Mary, which would displace a lot of the storage capacity and even change the chemical composition of Lake Mary, making that an unusable reservoir.
The city of Flagstaff puts out an information pamphlet in each election cycle. The pamphlet provides a forum for various arguments for and against a particular ballot measure. But for question 405, no arguments against were submitted, although some Flagstaff residents may question why they're being asked to pay for forest thinning on federal land.
It's unclear whether or not the Forest Service will ever actually have the budget to treat such a small landscape for such a large amount of money.
Voters also may be asking, why not let private enterprise take on the project?
The acreage in here isn't that great. The fact of the steep slopes will require a fair bit of hand thinning. The value of the products taken off will not offset the cost of doing the treatments.
So, a $10 million bond election, how much will it cost the average Flagstaff resident? Kimberly Ott is spokesperson for the city manager's office. Ott says the tax rate will remain the same even if 405 passes, meaning no increase in property taxes.
As we're paying debt down, we would issue bonds then for the forest health water supply projects. So that way the taxpayer just will never see an increase as it relates to their tax rate.
It also means the taxpayers of Flagstaff would never see a tax decrease either, even as old debt is retired. Arizona voters will decide the fate of Question 405 on next Tuesday's ballot. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Terry Ward.